This is The Good Fight with Barbara McGuigan on EWTN Radio. It's all about saints, past, present, and future. You can be a saint too. Listen and learn. Now, here's your host, Barbara McGuigan.
A good day to you and to each of my esteemed listeners. Welcome to The Good Fight. Barbara McGuigan here, always thankful to be with you each Saturday to study a human being recognized and canonized for exemplifying heroic virtue by cooperating with God's powerful graces. Remember, we too are called to be saints. Only saints see God face to face. Praise Him that we have been washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Now we have a fighting chance. Today's show is a special one. We have six fearless future saints who have much in common. Five of the six are former Girl Scouts, two of those also being former Girl Scout leaders. All six are diligently trying to combat the national leadership of the Girl Scouts, which has been infected with the radical feminist agenda and appears to have bought the lie that Planned Parenthood spews and welcomes an affiliation with this evil empire that uses our tax dollars to kill 332,278 unborn babies by abortion, and that's in 2009 alone. Not to mention the rot they use to infect innocent young souls on their websites for teens and in sex education programs in our schools. It's no secret, and I know you know this, that we live in a culture that is descending deeper and deeper into immorality. Human life is coming under attack as never before. So how does the church respond to all the moral depravity in our world today? Holy Mother Church responds not with the wisdom of the doctors of the church or with prestigious moral theologians, but with an 11-year-old girl who could neither read nor write. Maria Goretti was born in Nettuno, Italy on October 16, 1890. Maria was a very beautiful, very holy 11-year-old girl. She loved God very much and especially loved receiving her Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. She also prayed the rosary very fervently. When Maria's father died, the Goretti family moved in with the Serinelli family. The families had separate quarters but shared a common kitchen. Always in the fields, after the death of her husband, Mrs. Goretti did not have time to take care of the housekeeping or the religious instruction of the youngest children. Maria took everything upon herself, as much as she was able. She didn't sit at the table until she had served everyone, and took for herself only what was left. Her willingness to help extended to the Serinellis as well. For his part, Gianni, whose wife had died in the psychiatric hospital, hardly looked after his son, Alessandro, a robust fellow of 19 years, crude and vicious, who took pleasure in papering the walls of his room with obscene pictures, and he had the terrible vice of using pornography. He was strongly attracted to little Maria, as she was very beautiful and looked much older than her young age. One day Alessandro whispered something into Maria's ear. She cried out, "No, Alessandro, it's a sin." From this day forward, this poor little girl carried the weight of the world on her shoulders and vowed to never be alone in the house. She kept all this in her heart, as she didn't want to burden her dear mother. One hot afternoon, Maria was finishing up her chores while the families were working in the fields. Alessandro noticed that Maria was alone in the house. He confronted Maria once again by saying, "Maria, give in to me or I will kill you." Maria firmly replied, "No, Alessandro, it's a sin." After a great struggle, Alessandro pinned her to the ground, raised his knife, and stabbed her 14 times in her pericardium, her heart, the left lung, and intestine, and left her lying in a pool of blood. Soon Maria's dear mother, Assunta, found her daughter and cried, "Maria, who did this to you?" Maria reluctantly said, "It was Alessandro, mother." Assunta called an ambulance, which was in those days a horse-drawn carriage. The hospital was miles away over rough terrain. The doctors were astonished that the child had not already succumbed from her wounds. Seeing that she could not be saved, they called the confessor. Maria made her confession in complete lucidity. The doctors then lavished their medical attentions on her for 2 hours without putting her to sleep. Maria did not complain. She did not stop praying and offering her sufferings to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Sorrows. Her mother was admitted to her bedside. Maria found the strength to console her. "Mother, my dear mother, I am well now. How are the little brothers and sisters doing?" Maria was consumed with thirst. "Mother, give me a drop of water." "My poor Maria, the doctors won't allow it. It will make you worse." Astonished, Maria continued, "Is it possible that I can't even have a drop of water?" She glanced at Jesus on the cross, who had also said, "I thirst," and resigned herself. The hospital priest helped her in a fatherly manner. At the moment of giving her Holy Communion, he asked her, "Maria, do you forgive your assassin with all your heart?" She suppressed an instinctive repulsion, then replied, "Yes, I forgive him for the love of Jesus, and I want him to come with me to paradise. I want him at my side. May God forgive him, because I have already forgiven him." It was in these sentiments, those of Christ himself on Calvary, that she received the Holy Eucharist and the last rites, serene, tranquil, humble, in the heroism of her victory. The end was approaching. She was heard to call out, "Papa." Finally, after a last appeal to Mary, she entered into the immense joy of paradise. It was the 6th of July, 1902, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why did Maria so firmly say no? She said no, not because she might become pregnant, not because she might be exposed to a terrible disease, not because she would ruin her reputation or lower her self-respect. Maria said the no of a saint. No, because sin offends God. Maria gave her life rather than renounce the virginity she promised in witness to Christ. She gave her life to prevent Alessandro from committing a mortal sin. And for her courage and witness, Maria was given the crown of martyrdom. A large basilica was built in Maria's honor. But what happened to Alessandro? He spent 19 years in prison. He served the first 3 years of his prison sentence as a very wild and disturbed prisoner. One night, Maria, dressed in white, appeared to him in a dream where she encouraged him to accept an armful of lilies, a symbol of purity. She reminded Alessandro that she forgave him. From that day forward, he became a model prisoner. After he served his sentence, Alessandro traveled to Assunta's house to beg her forgiveness. This is, of course, Maria's mother. His conversion was now complete. Alessandro went to live in a monastery for the rest of his life. 20 years after Maria's death, before her beatification, Maria's body was exhumed. She had not even begun to decompose, and looked like a young girl peacefully sleeping. What was God telling us through this miracle? God loves purity. God loves Maria's purity. He loves the Blessed Mother's purity, and he loves your purity and mine. Along with 30 other witnesses, Alessandro testified to Maria's sanctity during her cause of beatification. Alessandro was present at Maria's beatification. In 1950, Pope Pius XII canonized Maria in a ceremony attended by thousands of people, including her mother. Assunta was the first mother ever to see her child canonized a saint. The influence of Maria Goretti continues to our day. Pope John Paul II has made her a model, especially for youth. Our vocation to holiness, he said, which is the vocation of all the baptized, is encouraged by the example of this young martyr. Look at her, especially you adolescents, he said, you youth, be like her, capable of defending the purity of your hearts and bodies. Make an effort to fight against evil and sin. Sustaining your communion with the Lord by prayer, the daily practice of mortification, and the scrupulous observance of the commandments. The complete observation of the commandments is a fruit of love. Love of God and of one's neighbor cannot be separated from the observance of the commandments of the covenant. The way we can be sure of our knowledge of Jesus Christ is to keep his commandments. The man who claims, I have seen him, without keeping his commandments, is a liar. In such a one there is no truth. The love of God consists in this, that we keep his commandments. It is always possible, with the help of divine grace, to observe the commandments. For God commands not impossibilities, but by commanding both admonishes you to do what you are able and to pray for what you are not able to do, and aids you that you may be able. His commandments are not heavy, his yoke is sweet, and his burden light. It is in the cross of Jesus, in the gift of the Holy Spirit, and in the sacraments, especially penance and the Eucharist, that one finds the strength to be faithful to his Creator, even in the most serious difficulties. Our Holy Father continues, little Maria Goretti had a heart which sees and sees clearly. Thank you, God, for our powerful witness to love. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. Well, my brothers and sisters, now I have the joy of introducing to you Christy Polansky. And in the second hour, we're going to have her sweet daughters, Sydney and Tess, back with us. I'm sure you remember Christy was on before with Sydney, I think it was. They are courageous souls, every last one of them, not unlike St. Maria Goretti. So a warm welcome to you, Christy Polansky.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, it is a gift to have you back with us. I wish that your message today was not going to be so disheartening and disturbing. But before we get to this, I would like to tell all the listeners about you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All righty. Christy Polansky is a former Girl Scout leader who served for 3 years as a leader of a troop in the Woodlands, Texas. Christy has two teenage daughters who participated in Girl Scouts for 8 years prior to leaving the organization in March 2010. She and her family are members of the Catholic Church and have growing concerns about the large number of Catholic parishes involved in Girl Scouts, as well as the formal relationship between GSUSA, that's Girl Scouts of America, basically, and the Catholic Church. Her mission over the past year has been to communicate the many troubling GSUSA issues to her local Catholic leaders, as well as to the USCCB, the National Federation for Catholic Youth Ministry, and the National Catholic Committee, Girl Scouts, and Campfire. So, wow, what an undertaking. And I want to ask you first, Christy, the reason we all chose our special little saint today is because we thought she would be the perfect role model for everyone, but especially for our dear young women of today who are so loved by God and are being indoctrinated into a culture of death. So I want to ask you, Christy, is Maria Goretti new to you, or how did God introduce you to her?
Well, let's see. I do think she's a beautiful little saint. Actually, my daughter Sydney told me about Maria Goretti, and Sydney loves to read about the saints, and especially the younger saints. And Saint Maria Goretti impressed Sydney so much because of her great compassion and Saint Maria Goretti's ability to forgive.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Because she could have stayed just locked in bitterness at her persecutor and finally her murderer, but no, she didn't. And this is heroic virtue. This is what sanctity is all about, practicing heroic virtue. So I just, let's jump into this. I'll tell you, the last time you were on, Christy, you all did such a great job in exposing what is going on in the Girl Scouts. But it really has gotten much worse. And I just want to say that considering the great ideological, I can't even say the word today, sea change in the Girl Scout philosophy, would you have been able to tell the story of St. Maria Goretti to your troop?
Well, obviously I'm no longer a Girl Scout leader.
Right.
But actually the truth is I would not have been able to share this story because we had a secular troop. And so I would not have been able to represent a Catholic saint because the girls in our troop were of different faiths and some were not girls of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that would not have been permitted because we are required to, quote, respect everyone's beliefs.
Yes, well, I can understand that, but what a tragedy that you can't talk about a saint. You know, a real person who really lived, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a tragedy. And then your darling daughters, I saw them live on an interview because I had never really seen them before. They're beautiful, Tess and Sydney. I saw them with Lila Rose. They were on an interview with them, and I bet you're just as proud as punch about them, huh?
That was very exciting, yes.
Oh, my. And they did a great job. They were calm. They just acted like they'd been doing this all their life, and that's God's grace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't take credit for any of that, Barbara. That is all by the grace of God, seriously.
You know what? And that's how we parents must be. I mean, we give them the spiritual formation, all that we can give, of course. But when they actually make that free will decision to cooperate with God's grace, that's all God.
Isn't yes, ma'am.
It? That is absolutely all God. Well, we're just about to go to a break, but and it's a hard break, so I have to get there. But I just want to tell our listeners that we're going to be talking about, when we come back, the 2011 Girl Scouts of the USA convention that is coming up. I think it's next week, right?
It's the beginning of November. Yes.
The beginning of November. That's right. Okay, so we'll talk about their lineup of speakers. It tells it all. Okay, we'll be right back. You are listening to The Good Fight on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Produced by Ave Maria, brought to you by VoiceOfVirtue.org. I'm Barbara McWiggin. We'll be right back, I promise.
Her network inspired a nation. Her words transformed the faithless.
God is after transforming us into His image. That's why love of God is important.
And nothing will stop her desire for God's truth.
There are so many miracles in our everyday life that we don't see.
Listen to the wit and wisdom of Mother Angelica here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I would always hear from different people at non-Catholic churches that Catholics were going to hell or that they really didn't know who the Lord was. The Catholic Church is not all what people say it is. I mean, it's completely different. There's so many stereotypes. It's very possible to know the Lord, and it's very possible to have a relationship with God in the Catholic Church. I believe I was born into the Catholic Church, and that's where I belong.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Next time on The Journey Home, join Marcus as he welcomes former Episcopal Carolyn Rood to the show. See what convinced her to make the journey home to the Catholic Church. That's on the next Journey Home, only on EWTN.
The Journey Home is seen and heard around the world on EWTN. For dates and times in your area, log on to EWTN.com.
The EWTN Book of the Month for October is The End of the Present World and the Mysteries of the Future Life. Father Charles Armanjohn shows us how to rid ourselves from the preoccupation of this world in order to aim for eternity in heaven. The End of the Present World and the Mysteries of the Future Life is available from the EWTN Religious Catalog website, EWTNReligiousCatalog.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316. This is The Good Fight on EWTN Radio. For more information about The Good Fight, go to EWTN.com and click on Radio. Here again is Barbara McGuigan.
Welcome back to The Good Fight, and I have the great joy of being here with Christy Volansky, and later on also with her two daughters. Christy, let's talk about this upcoming Girl Scout convention. It's a big one. I mean, how many people generally attend these sorts of things?
That's a great question. I would say tens of thousands. I personally have never been to one of these conventions. It's quite interesting to me that this year, it's right here in my hometown of Houston, Texas.
Oh, my goodness. And here's the thing. Is this for all the Girl Scouts as well as for the troop leaders and the national people and everything?
That's correct. It is for, all throughout the country, Girl Scouts, any age, and troop leaders, and then all of the leadership within the councils and the national organization.
Wow, so it is a big job. Okay, now I want you to tell me who will be speaking at this, and this will be, will these be speakers that will be presenting to the girls as well?
Absolutely. The session is set up with, you know, they have keynote speakers that will be in a general address, and then they have other speakers who will be speaking to both girls and leaders. They have something that's called the Girls Leadership Institute, and that's composed of about 1,200 girl members. And so they will all be exposed to these different speakers. There are several different speakers that will be involved, and I've highlighted about four or five of them for you. But there are many that are problematic that you could actually learn more about on SpeakNowGirlScouts.com. And I know we'll probably talk a little bit more about that website later, but that's a resource for you to get more information. But the speakers include Houston Mayor Anise Parker. Parker is the first homosexual mayor of a major U.S. city. She lives with her life partner, Kathy Hubbard, who is also the campaign treasurer for Planned Parenthood Political Action Committee.
Wow.
Parker also sits on the board of the pro-abortion Girls Club, Girls Inc. She was present at the ribbon-cutting ceremony marking the opening of the largest Planned Parenthood facility in the Western Hemisphere. She actually cut the ribbon
at that celebration. This is Anise Parker you're talking about.
Yes,
Anise
ma'am.
Parker. Wow.
This is Mayor Anise Parker. So her upcoming bid for reelection as Houston mayor is also heavily endorsed by Planned Parenthood. So that's one speaker and role model that we have for the girls at the convention. Another interesting one is C.J. Golden. She is the author of Tau and the Defiant Woman and also the website Tau Girls Rule. Her approach combines Taoism with a good dose of modern-day defiance. That's what we need, right? New Age plus defiance for the girls. The Girl Scouts USA boasts that Ms. Golden has worked with Girl Scout councils around the country to bring her uplifting message to facilitators and girls alike. So she's not new to Girl Scouts. She's been working with them in the past. Her speaker bio on Girl Scouts USA's website also promotes Ms. Golden's website called TauGirls.com. And on that website, girls can follow the links to Teen Wire, which is Planned Parenthood's website for teens. It's very explicit and
utter depravity. Oh,
highly inappropriate.
Goodness,
so she's another one that will be present at this convention. And then we have a lady named Swanee Hunt. Ms. Hunt created Women's Voting Circles, which was a program that engaged more than 1,200 activists who brought 10,000 of the least likely to vote women to the polls to vote for President Obama. During the 2004 election, Hunt was the national co-chair of Dick Gephardt's 2004 presidential bid and also actively supported John Kerry. As you recall, he is a pro-abortion Catholic.
Wow.
She also criticized Bush for his pro-life efforts, as well as the president's ban on partial birth abortion.
Wow. These are hardcore people, are they not?
Extreme abortion rights supporters, ultra-feminists. And we have Sylvia Garcia. Her organization is the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. It's also called NALEO as an acronym. Mm-hmm. She's heavily connected to Planned Parenthood through common goals and cooperation. In June of this year, Planned Parenthood Federation of America and a local Planned Parenthood group joined Mrs. Garcia and her organization NALEO, also Catholic's Choice, Emily's List, and Annie's List. All these groups co-hosted a reception celebrating the champions for Latino health. So Cecile Richards praised the speaker, this Girl Scout Convention speaker, Ms. Garcia, for her help with the protection of reproductive rights, which we know includes abortion.
And don't they understand that so many abortion clinics are purposely put into minority areas?
I know. It is an attack on the Latinos.
Their
right?
own people are
yes.
being... Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And one more example, as I said, there are more speakers, but these are the ones that I'm able to share today. Monique Coleman, she's a Disney teen star and role model. She has been named the United Nations Youth Champion.
Okay, yeah.
Coleman and her group, Gimme Mo, recently co-sponsored an event with the United Nations Population Fund.
Oh, great.
International Women's Health Coalition.
Oh, wonderful.
Global Leaders Council for Reproductive Health and some other radical pro-abortion groups.
And this is a young gal. Is Monique Coleman a young gal?
She is. I would say late teens.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just a snapshot. There are some very interesting topics for... there's this group of activities called Conversations of Consequence, and this is Girls Will Be Present, exploring the female factor, moving beyond diversity to inclusion. That includes embracing the benefit of a new world order, building a culture of philanthropy, and then what if girls ran the world?
Oh, my goodness.
Barbara, what if they had a topic called What If Boys Ran the World? What would happen?
It would be a different world, wouldn't it?
That would never fly.
It would never happen. And so I think it's important for everyone to take note, to absolutely take note how many of these people are involved with Planned Parenthood. But here's what confuses me. I mean, I'm teasing when I say that, because isn't it true that on the Girl Scout, is it on the Girl Scout website where they claim, I mean, I have in front of me GSUSA's broken promises. These are their broken promises. They claim a neutral position on abortion, birth control, and political affiliation. And is it true then, that is this true, they claim that the GSUSA policy is not to take a stand on or advocate for or against any issue regarding a girl's health and sexuality. And then yet they have these speakers at their upcoming convention next week.
Absolutely, Barbara. That was a quote directly from Girl Scouts USA that you just said. And I might mention that at this convention, we looked, and there were no speakers to represent the pro-life or dignity of marriage position, none. Mm-hmm. But we have several promoting abortion and that represent homosexual advocacy.
Yes, okay, and we're going to talk about that later as well. They also say the Girl Scout organization does not take a position on abortion or birth control, and Girl Scouts does not endorse or align itself with political parties. What about your mayor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, come on. This, you know, it's... I can't get... Oh, I'm impressed with how people can let this all go over their heads if they do. I mean, because of your websites and Lisa coming up here now pretty soon, and her sister Rochelle, and your girls. I mean, you're all trying to expose, and Sharon Slater coming up too. You're trying to expose what's going on here. But it's just like all of us who have been in the pro-life trenches, Christy, for so many years. You give the problem, you state the truth, and there are lots of folks who just don't want to believe it, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, what I see Girl Scouts doing is the same thing that Planned Parenthood's doing. They're not being honest with the public.
Right.
Just, you know, tell us what you're about. Don't say that you're neutral in all these areas, and then advocate all these people and role models and resources for girls that are pro-abortion.
Yep.
And nothing on the pro-life side.
Oh, it's just so wrong. And, you know, but I'm concerned, and I know this has been one of your major concerns as a Catholic, is the affiliation of the Girl Scouts with the Catholic Church. And I'd like, if you could, to talk to me about what Denver Bishop Conley said. What was his whole approach to this?
Absolutely. In June of this year, mm-hmm. 2011, the Denver Bishop Conley, wrote an article warning parents about the dangers of Girl Scouts. And one of the things he said, one of the statements contained, was that Girl Scouts could make girls more open to the pro-abortion agenda. Now, I think that would be pretty alarming, especially to Catholics.
Yes.
He warned that the membership in Girl Scouts could carry the dangers of opening their daughter to many pro-abortion views. He observes that in the last year, a growing number of parents and youth ministers have shared concerns with him over the Girl Scouts' alignment with groups advocating for abortion. And what Bishop Conley urged parents to browse for themselves the websites of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, and also Girl Scouts USA, to see the organization's approach to sexuality, choice, and reproductive issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this might be a sobering experience.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, can you give that website? Now, this is for all of you out there who are involved with Girl Scouts, your troop leaders, or whatever your role is, a parent, a grandma who was interested. I know I had one call on the open line, my other show on Tuesday, and she's very concerned with what's going on. And I asked her to please listen to this show. But give us that website so that these people can actually see what they're saying on the website, and then we have to make sure that they have the other websites as well to counteract, to give the full truth.
Sure. So you want the website for World Association Girls?
Yeah.
Okay. So www.waggs.org. So WAGS.org, but it has three G's.
WAGGGS.org.
And then that's the World Association, of which every little Girl Scout is a member through their membership in Girl Scouts USA. It happens automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Every little girl is a part of WAGS. And then also, the Girl Scouts USA is www.girlscouts.org. Pretty simple.
Girlscouts.org. Okay. Now, are they, obviously, they're going to be advertising this convention, yes?
Absolutely. You can go browse. They'll have a whole page dedicated to the different speaker profiles. Now, they won't tell you all the details that I just told you about the speaker. They conveniently leave that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you can view the different sessions that they're offering and activities for girls and speakers and such on their website.
My goodness. Well, you know, now, they have, you have on your website, let's tell your website again, the name of your website.
Sure. In May this year, my daughter Sydney and Tess founded the website SpeakNowGirlScouts.com.
And it is
And
good.
It's just meant to be a resource for families seeking the truth about the Girl Scouts curricula and the approved resources that, well, they promote abortion and sexual rights for youth.
That's exactly right. You know, you had Abby Johnson. You had Abby Johnson give you an endorsement, right?
Actually, that, I don't believe she's endorsed our website. I know she has for Lisa and Rochelle, who are going to be talking
later.
Oh, okay,
another website.
But she's been very, very helpful in advocating for, you know, people, pro-life people. She has come out and said, you don't have any business in Girl Scouts if you're pro-life. And so she's been very upfront about her experience, what she saw when she was at Planned Parenthood in relation to Girl Scouts. And she's written a couple of articles about that that have been very helpful for raising awareness.
Wow. Well, you know, I read, and just so everyone knows who Abby Johnson is, she left the abortion industry when she left her Planned Parenthood job. She was in a pretty high position with Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, she's now a respected pro-life advocate. But she made multiple comments about the relationship between Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood. I got a kick out of this. She said, nobody loves brochures more than Planned Parenthood. She said, I mean, they have a brochure for everything. You can go out and save the world if you will just take a few dozen of their beautifully branded brochures. Of course, you can't find any information on adoption, prenatal care, or fetal development, but I digress. She said, I will never forget the first time I saw a GSA logo on the back of one of our brochures. That would be the Girl Scout logo?
Yeah.
She's calling it GSA? Okay.
Yeah.
We had just gotten a new shipment of life-changing, and she puts blah next to that, brochures in the mail. I flipped them over, and there it was, Girl Scouts of America. Surely this was a brochure about being sexually abstinent, right? Or about keeping yourself safe from violence? Nope. It was about how to know you are ready for sex. Really?
Mm-hmm.
She said.
Isn't that sad?
Well, it is. She said they're supposed to be selling cookies. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's go to a break and we'll come right back. You are listening to The Good Fight on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, produced by Ave Maria Radio. I'm Barbara McWiggin with this wonderful lady, Christy Volansky. We'll be right back.
We're here with Bert Gezzi, author of Voices of the Saints. Today, Bert, let's talk about St. John de Brebeuf, whose feast day we celebrate on October 19th.
I've never known anybody like this man, like John de Brebeuf. He was an extraordinary person, handsome, tall, competent, intelligent, gifted, and yet completely selfless. He gave his whole life to take the gospel to the Huron in Quebec after 1625. And he was also afflicted with tuberculosis at the same time. So here he is, an ill man, bright, competent, brilliant, giving his whole life to bring the gospel to men he called savages.
What an example.
An example, really. It was very hard because he didn't know the language. He had a lot of work to do. But he did it with that great dedication, wrote catechisms to help them, got the gospel in their language. And he tried to invite other Jesuits to come with him. Here's what he said to them in a letter. Instead of being a great theologian, as you may be in France, you must reckon on being here a humble scholar. The Huron language will be your St. Thomas and your Aristotle. Glib as you are, you must decide for a long time to be mute among the barbarians. Without exaggeration, you'll pass 6 months of winter in almost continual discomfort. Excessive cold, smoke, the annoyance of the Indian who will surround your fireplace from morning till evening looking for food. Add to all this that our lives depend upon a single thread. Your cabin might burn down at any moment, or a malcontent may cleave your head open because you cannot make it rain. In 1649, Iroquois attacked the Huron village where John lived, and they brutally martyred him and all of his converts and companions. Unimaginable suffering. They stripped their flesh, they baptized them in boiling water, they cut out their hearts and ate them, trying to capture their strength. I'm really timid about martyrdom myself, but at least I say his message to me is, give yourself as fully to the call that Christ gives you, and whatever happens is in God's hands.
St. John de Brebeuf, whose feast day we celebrate on October 19th. That's Bert Gezzi, author of Voices of the Saints.
This is The Good Fight on EWTN Radio. For more information about The Good Fight, go to EWTN.com and click on Radio. Here again is Barbara McWiggin.
Welcome back to The Good Fight. This is EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, and I am Barbara McWiggin here with Christy Valansky. Christy was a former Girl Scout and a former, were you former leader as well, right, Christy?
Yes, I sure was.
Okay. Was that a painful process when you had to give up Girl Scouts?
It was. It was mostly painful because the girls were so vested in the organization and they had plans to continue through their senior year in high school. They had plans to take a major trip that year, you know, when they were all in high school with cookie money they had been saving up, and their best friends were in their troop. So that was the most painful part, was seeing what they went through.
Oh, I can
to realize that, you know, this was not an organization that was honest with them about what they stood for.
Yes, yes. Boy, oh boy. Well, let's bring on our second future saint, Sharon Slater. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, great. Sharon, welcome to The Good Fight.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, listen here. I am thrilled that you were able to come on with us, and I'm so happy that Christy gave me your name, and I'd like to tell the folks a bit about you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, great. Sharon Slater is the president of Family Watch International. Family Watch is a non-religious organization that takes all of its positions based on social science data, the lessons of history, and common sense. Through Family Watch International, Sharon fights for the sanctity of marriage and the dignity of life at the United Nations. Their supporters for Family Watch include Jews, Catholics, Muslims, Mormons, evangelical Christians, and even people of no particular faith who all believe in the importance of preserving family, life, parental rights, and religious freedom. Now, Sharon was Arizona Mother of the Year, and she has adopted AIDS orphans from Africa. My goodness, how wonderful. She is the sponsor of the new website, www.100questionsforthegirlscouts.org. That's www.100questionsforthegirlscouts.org. Sharon was the eyewitness who found the terrible Planned Parenthood brochure, Happy, Healthy, and Hot, in the room at the 2010 Girl Scouts United Nations Girls Only event. So, boy, oh, boy, Sharon, I'll bet you, I remember seeing this brochure, Happy, Healthy, and Hot, on the Internet, and immediately realized I couldn't even reveal the filth that was in it over the air because of decency restrictions. And yet, how many of our innocent young women were subjected to this? So nothing happens by chance. How did you get your hands on this, and what did you proceed to do?
Well, thank you for asking. It all started when I saw on the UN schedule that the Girl Scouts of the USA were sponsoring an event called a Girls Only Workshop at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Family Watch participates in a coalition of all the pro-life, pro-family, conservative organizations, and we pretty much all know each other at the UN. And most of the other organizations that are involved in the conference that we were in, that were holding events, were promoting radical feminism, abortion, gay and lesbian rights, and so forth. So I thought, what is the Girl Scouts up to? What are they doing? You know, I had no idea they were going to be presenting. So I ran over to the meeting and sat down in the back of the room, and immediately I was told I had to leave because they said no adults were allowed, only girls. So that, you know, got my curiosity up. So I waited outside of the room, and I asked a lady, I said, what are they working on in there? She said, well, they have a girl's statement that they're going to submit to the UN. And I said, do you have a copy of the draft? And she handed it to me, and one of my specialties is quickly looking through a UN document, because we work at the UN to identify problems and stop them and try to get countries to support good pro-family provisions. And I quickly scanned through the document and saw where they were promoting language in support of reproductive health services and sexual health services, which at the UN, that's code words for abortion.
Amen. Yep, you're
so
right.
I, So I thought, what?
Not only abortion, Sharon, not only abortion, but contraception as well. They want all these kids on the pill.
And it had the word, like, information on all these things, which is also a code word for this radical comprehensive sexuality education that we've been exposing to governments and helping them to fight wording on that at the UN. So I knew that someone very sophisticated had been advising these girls, because these are euphemistic terms used to push this agenda. And so I waited until the meeting finished, and as soon as the doors opened, I rushed to the into the room and picked up a sample of everything on the back table, because that's where people put their materials for the session that they're holding at the UN.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I got to my room that I flipped through the Planned Parenthood, and there had been a stack there of these brochures, International Planned Parenthood's Healthy, Happy, and Hot brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And what I read in that brochure was beyond everything I had been seeing at the UN. It was unbelievable, telling children all sorts of details about sex and encouraging same-sex relations. Like you said, it wouldn't be appropriate to even say over the air the things that were in that. But, you know, for me, my adopted children, both of their parents died of AIDS. I cared for their older brother during the last stages of his AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was really, really concerning to me was the fact that it even said that youth that are infected with HIV, it's a violation of their rights for their governments to tell them they have to tell their sexual partners they're infected.
Yep.
And that was...
Can you imagine?
Beyond, beyond comprehension, you know?
Yeah. Unbelievable. So, Christy, do you believe this stuff?
Oh, I don't want to believe it, Barbara, but I think we have to open our eyes to the truth.
Yep,
sadly.
We have to face reality. Stay in reality, face reality, because how can we make corrections if we're not in reality, huh?
Yep.
So, oh my goodness. So what happened next then?
Well, I write reports that go out to our, we have something called the Family Watch newsletter. I write a president's message reporting on the things I find at the UN. I sent out a report that went to people in 170 different countries. And different people picked it up and started writing about it. It hit national news media eventually. I think O'Reilly did a section on it, and people were going crazy over the fact that this kind of sexualization, promotion of promiscuity to girls, this brochure had been found in the Girl Scout meeting. But to my surprise, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, the Girl Scouts flatly denied that that brochure was in the room. They said they have no relationship with Planned Parenthood. They never have. They never will. You know, they were like, how could this possibly have been said? And gave the impression in multiple official statements and all the interviews that they had. And in some ways, they effectively squashed the story.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously me being the eyewitness and the one that found it and that started the story, I thought, okay, I'm going to do some research here and see what kind of connections they might have to Planned Parenthood and why that brochure was in their room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed at what I found, because one thing led to another and another and another and another, and I found all these connections, not just to International Planned Parenthood, but the whole comprehensive sexuality education agenda, abortion, LGBT rights, radical feminism. And fortunately, there were people with good hearts that saw the story, like Christy Volonsky and some others within the Girl Scouts, that also started doing their own research and finding all these same connections. And we got connected to each other, and we started collaborating and showing each other the things that we were finding. And we were all just aghast at the depth and the width and, you know, of this that had been going on for years with the Girl Scouts. And
For years.
For years. You know, we have a relationship back in the 1990s with International Planned Parenthood having a project with the Girl Scouts. It's on our website, the documentation for it. The International Planned Parenthood says in one of their documents that they have a relationship with the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts has on their board of directors someone who's also part of the International Planned Parenthood. But beyond that, we found collectively lots of connections to Planned Parenthood of America. in the United States, and how girls and Girl Scout troops had been receiving information from Planned Parenthood, some of this same garbage, through their troops. And that, I thought, needed to be known by Girl Scout parents.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I admire you gals so much. I can't even tell you. Because, you know, it's so much easier to go about your business and learn this stuff, be appalled, and move on, you know? But you are truly future saints, I'll tell you, because this is what a saint would do. And, you know, okay, so you have this great website. I find it truly amazing. I was on it for a bit last night. You didn't leave a stone unturned. And so we already know that Girl Scouts of USA and Planned Parenthood have an informal ideological relationship that reaches around the world. Because this isn't just the United States, right? This goes, the Girl Scouts are all over the world. Is that right?
Right. And here's something important to understand. I don't know, Christy, did you already explain, because I wasn't unable to hear your previous interview, did you explain how they can say that they're not affiliated with Planned Parenthood?
No, I did not. Please share.
Okay. I think this is really important to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When the Girl Scouts say they are not affiliated with Planned Parenthood in any way, they don't have any relationship.
Yes.
In some sense, technically that's true. But it's very misleading, and let me explain why. Girl Scouts of the USA have headquarters in New York, and they set all the policies for all their troops and councils. All their troops and councils throughout the United States are separate legal entities. So when they say GSUSA or Girl Scouts of the USA has no formal relationship, they're saying the office of the adults that are working in this office. When they full well know, and if you ask them the secondary question, which is what they really should have been forthright in telling you, they'll give you the answer. But you have to ask the second question. You have to say, well, what about all your councils? And what is your policy? Do you know of instances where Planned Parenthood has been teaching girls? And they will have to say yes. But in one of the interviews, a spokesperson that we have on our website you can link to, their CEO said on national TV that they do partner with Planned Parenthood to bring sexuality education to girls. And
this is Kathy Cloninger you're talking about, huh?
Yes,
yeah,
Kathy Cloninger.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Did you already cover that? Because
No, we didn't. And as a matter of fact, I want you to cover this because you have like your top 10 questions on your website, 100 questions for the girlscouts.org. In other words, you're asking your questions to the national, basically, to answer. Isn't that what it is? And then you give all the information. Okay, so let's take a look at those because we're kind of getting into this now anyway. So the top 10 questions, okay, let's try to cover a few of those before we have to go to a break.
Well, let me just be clear. These are not the top 10 questions. We have questions that have more documentation, more problems, also as well, because there's going to be 100 questions. But these kind of give you a sample of the different areas where
I
we found this agenda.
Okay, great. So, well, then you can give your top 10 questions, whatever you
sure,
think.
Sure, sure. Well, you know what? I'll go with these because they're right on our website. They're the ones that we have, and they have all the documentation to support them. And I'll start with question number one, which is: are Girl Scout parents aware that GSUSA is a member of the National Collaboration for Youth? Now, the National Collaboration for Youth, on its homepage, it says that they are the force behind a project called Spark Action, and it has a link. So if a Girl Scout went to that page, they could click right on that link, and it would put them on Spark Action's page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Spark Action's page promotes all these agendas that we're talking about. You can find an article promoting the We Had an Abortion campaign, another one promoting medical students for choice, another one promoting Catholics for choice. It's the way we found the Girl Scouts are connecting girls or connecting their organization to all these agendas is usually this way where it's hard for them to get caught because a lot of them are these indirect connections, but there's also direct connections.
And that's right, but they'll give you links to get you on all of this.
They link you.
Very
or they
cleverly.
Tell girls to go to these websites.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What about the Girl Scouts and radical feminism?
Yeah, the Girl Scouts and radical feminism is, if you think about it, it's a logical connection for radical feminists to try to get girls early and train them up in their ideology. But this, there is a badge that tells girls that they can go to the website of the Global Fund for Women and do research to complete a requirement for the badge. And on that website, they can, well, first of all, you need to know that Frances Kissling, who, you know, is the head and, you know, pretty much led up Catholics for Choice, co-founded that organization.
Mm-hmm.
On their board is Charlotte Bunch, who's one of the most prominent radical feminists that we see at the United Nations pushing all these things. In the 1970s, she wrote this radical document saying that all feminists have to be lesbians. But this organization funds such radical groups as, let me see here on my list, Feminists in Resistance, The Revolt Feminist Collective, Women Sex Workers of Argentina, a Lesbian Feminist Tornado, Organized Lesbians from Baxada Santista. You know, I mean, it's just, this is what GSU is sending girls to do research on, an organization that promotes all these agendas.
And this would be the Global Fund for Women. That these are all topics on their GFW website, huh?
Yes, and you can see on our website on the question regarding this, the link on GSUSA's website sending the girls to this website. Everything we have there is well documented.
Okay. Now let's try to get Girl Scouts in the media in before the break. Can we do that?
Sure. This is a really disturbing question, because Girl Scouts media spokesman that signs all of their press releases regarding their campaign to portray women and girls positively in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Their spokesman, we did some research on him, and it should be interesting to note that this person was also in the room with the Girl Scouts, the girls-only meeting, and he is the one saying that the Healthy, Happy, and Hot brochure was not there. But we have found that he was the head of a homeopunk rock band, and that this band has a video portraying a woman being strangled on an elevator by the band members, and then he smiles, and then on the cover of it you see this woman strangled. I mean, what kind of positive portrayal of women is that?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. We're going to have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to you, though, Sharon, for sure. You are listening to The Good Fight on EWTN, Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Barbara McWiggin. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple.
Welcome back to The Good Fight on EWTN Radio with Barbara McWiggin. Phone lines are open at 1-877-573-7825. That's 1-877-573-7825. Here again is Barbara McWiggin.
Welcome back to round two of The Good Fight. The fight is on, and I'm here with two wonderful former Girl Scout and Scout leaders. It is amazing what is happening to the Girl Scouts, and the more we delve into this, and these great ladies have so conscientiously done their homework on this. I have Sharon Slater on with me now, and Sharon, we're talking about the Girl Scouts in the media, and here they have this dude. He's their media relations spokesperson, and he's from a band. Does he still have this band, this homeo punk rock band? Is that what you called it?
You know, the band itself is now defunct, but we've found articles about him currently attending events, you know, as the former band leader and being involved in different issues that would be quite controversial.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let's talk about the sexualization of girls, because the Girl Scouts are involved with International Planned Parenthood and all that. Can you talk about that a bit?
Sure, but before you do that, I just need to make a slight correction that I was not a Girl Scout leader. I was a brownie for a short period of time. I just don't want anything to, be misportrayed there.
I was a brownie leader, too.
I was a Girl Scout leader, so.
That's right.
Okay, she was the Girl Scout leader. I was never a leader.
Okay, well, that's good. I think it was question number 10, or what, 5 and 10, would those be two good ones to talk about before I let you go?
Sure, let me go back up to 5 to see which one you're talking about. Okay. Oh, yes. Of course, this is connection to Planned Parenthood as well. As I mentioned before, you know, the Girl Scouts say they don't partner with Planned Parenthood. And on another video interview that you can link to, well, it's a radio interview that you can link to on our site, one of their spokespersons says, well, our policy allows councils to do this and partner with Planned Parenthood, but we don't know of any that do. So we found one that it may still be going on, but we know at least as recently as 2010, mm-hmm. there's a New York Girl Scout Council that's partnering with Planned Parenthood on a project called Real Life, Real Talk. Well, we went to their website for Real Life, Real Talk, and sure enough, it had a link to this awful website called sexetc.org. Mm-hmm. And, you know, compared to Healthy, Happy, and Hot, which we can't even talk about publicly.
This was worse, huh?
This was even way worse. And we couldn't even link, and in some ways even describe a lot of what was on there, because it would be even inappropriate to bring those kind of ideas into people's minds. But just just to give you one idea, in the area of abortion, it asks the question, can not having abortion be a selfish choice? Then you go click on it, and it explains that if a girl's considering not having abortion because, you know, it gives several reasons why she may not have abortion, it says, is she really taking the feelings of the fetus in mind?
Oh, my goodness.
Basically saying you might as well kill it, right? You know, if you're going to take the feelings of the fetus in mind, if you're not going to be able to be a good mother and provide it everything that it needs and have this baby for all the right reasons, then you're better off killing this baby.
How they how disordered and twisted it is, like
it
making
is
the
so
woman
twisted.
Look selfish for choosing life.
This is
demonic.
Twisted.
This is demonic.
It really is. And then when it gets into the sexual activities and the LGBT questions and answers, the answers are so graphic. It is unbelievable. Things that you can't even imagine. So we don't even want to send people there. And so we don't link to those things. We link maybe to a list of the things that are discussed there, but not how they discuss them.
And, you know, when you consider all of these young girls that are pretty adept on the computer, and they can check links, they can go here, there, and everywhere. I'm always amazed at some of my granddaughters. Here, if they click on some of these sites, their modesty will be seared.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically you're asking them to look at pornography. Mm-hmm. And to think for one minute that the Girl Scouts, and this would be, like you say, they're very cagey about saying we don't have an affiliation, but then they link to all these things. I can't even imagine that even the natural sense of healthy shame that our Holy Father, Pope John Paul the Great, talked about, where we're not ashamed of our bodies, that's not the point at all, but we cover our bodies because we don't want them to be seen as an object for pleasure for someone else. So when they're linking up all of this, this is just unbelievable. Now, it looks like we have a caller right now. I'm not quite sure. I think so. Would you ladies like to take a caller?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I just put up no. Well, then this is a message that my producer's sending me right now. Paula from Massachusetts. Oh, yes. She called the open line this past Tuesday. She's running for the Senate in Massachusetts, and she wrote a note. Thank you for this show and your information that you impart. So there you go, ladies. This is a wonderful woman. I spoke with her this past Tuesday, and she's running for the Senate in Massachusetts, pro-life lady here, so that's a good thing. Well, I'll tell you, I hate to let you go, Sharon. I wish you could come back. Christy, you keep on with me now for a second. I want to, if there's anything else that you feel like you haven't said, Sharon, that you want to get in, now's the time. Is that okay?
Sure. With regard to that website we just told you about, the Real Life, Real Talk, and the horrible stuff, I do need to note that since we posted that question, the link to that paragraph that was so diabolical telling girls why it might be a selfish choice not to have abortion was removed. So they've been taking down a lot of the information we're linking to, but fortunately we've had screenshots. So now we link you to the screenshot of how it was before they changed it. Mm-hmm. But that would just indicate that they are realizing that people are starting to know what is really happening and how they're doing this and sending girls to these things, and I think they're trying to cover their tracks. Mm-hmm. Then the last thing I would say is I hope everyone comes to our website and links on the documentation and goes and does the research by clicking on all those links themselves. And then if they are as concerned as we and many other parents are about what's happening, I would invite them to join our Girl Scout campaign, where we're sending a letter to the Girl Scouts asking them if they will stop doing all these things. It's a very detailed with questions saying, will you stop doing this and linking girls to this and promoting this? Mm-hmm. And then we'll be informing people how they respond.
Oh, that's very clever. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you know what? When the truth is brought into the light, and you can walk out of the darkness, let's pray that many of these souls will just do that. They'll just say, this is not good, and now we understand why. And Sharon, I can't thank you enough for all of your efforts on behalf of the innocence of countless young women. When you consider that these little gals are going to be our future wives and mothers, and you think that they have been sullied by this information, and defiled, really, by this information. Sullied's not a hard as enough word to really explain it. I thank you so much for coming on, and maybe we'll do another Girl Scout show and maybe get some happy results from some of your work, okay?
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Oh, listen, God bless you. And we'll give your website one more time, 100questionsforthegirlscouts.org. It's all one word, 100100. questionsforthegirlscouts.org. God bless you, dear heart. Thank you so much for calling in today, Sharon.
Thank you.
All right.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye now. Christy, do you believe this?
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And to think that they're letting in all of this radical feminism. I've read an incredible book, and maybe you have too. It's by Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly, called The Flip Side of Feminism. Have you taken a look at that book yet, Christy?
That's on my wish list. Tell me about it. I saw it promoted. I love Phyllis Schlafly.
You know, so do I. And I was so just overwhelmed by this book. I really did love this book. And so I wrote a talk called The Valiant Woman. And that's where she exposes all of these poor feminists. It breaks your heart when you hear their life stories. Mm-hmm. Betty Friedan and all of them, and Gloria Steinem and Virginia Woolf and Simone de Beauvoir. I mean, all of these gals, they really had horrendous childhoods. And, you know, there's always a backstory, is there not, Christy?
Yes.
If we knew how some of these people were, you know, and possibly abused, and some of them were, it's no wonder. But then to take that type of a life, who is bitter and angry and hateful, and then, you know, just put this on the Girl Scouts. I mean, oh my goodness, it's heartbreaking. Well, Christy, we're going to just let you go for a little bit, and we're going to welcome Lisa and Rochelle to the show. Those are two more dear souls that you recommended to me, and I'll be forever grateful. So, Christy, you just hold tight, and we'll get you called back, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to welcome, first of all, we'll welcome Lisa to the Good Fight. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, Barbara, thank you so much for having us on. We are so grateful for your interest in our mission, and Christy's mission as well, and Sharon's.
Oh, my goodness. I we've already done a Girl Scout show, and it was excellent. But now, y'all, as they say in Texas, y'all have come up with so much more to reveal that I guess you really didn't even realize how deep it went. Is that correct?
No, and, you know, it's amazing because we keep discovering new findings every week, at least one, if not two or three or more, and we just are floored sometimes with the deception and how we're just basically barely scratching at the surface of the problem and how much has been there and hidden, what their whole agenda is regarding sexualization and many things that are against the Catholic Church's beliefs.
Yeah, now you have a website with your sister Rochelle, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and it's called GirlScoutsWhyNot.com. GirlScoutsWhyNot.com. One word, GirlScoutsWhyNot.com. Now, I want you to talk first about Parents for Life and what prompted you to create this very informative website.
Well, it was a journey. I homeschool, and it's very well known in the homeschooling community that Girl Scouts is not something you want your daughters to be part of. Now, I myself don't have any daughters, but my sister does, and that's my lovely niece. And so I was very concerned that she was involved in Girl Scouts and that my sister was a leader. And so I just started telling her over a year and a half, every 3 months, picking at her and telling her, you know, there's really some erroneous stuff going on with the Girl Scouts, and I would send her little documentations here or there. And she finally listened, and not only did she listen, but she came up with this wonderful plan to inform other parents about what's truly going on. And so I was wonderfully pulled into this mission with her when I thought I was just going to easily be able to just to tell her not to be involved, and that would be it. It's amazing what God really has in plan for us. And with that, we got more friends and family involved, and we have this website, and we're very blessed to just have God connect us with the different families that are able to help.
We actually have a spiritual director. This is Rochelle.
Oh, hi, Rochelle.
Hello.
Great you're on now. Good.
And we actually have a spiritual director that is a priest. Mm-hmm. And really this mission and this mission group, Parents for Life, and this mission website, Girl Scouts Why Not, would never have come this far without the direction of our priest. Mm-hmm. So we need to all pray for our priests.
They're up against it too, huh?
Yes, they are.
Fighting for this whole thing. Oh my goodness!
And we have one in our corner, and it's he's just amazing and so supportive, and just could not go on without him, really. So, and we have a website designer that does all of this work for free. Her time, her. We just have all the support of all these people that have joined this mission group. It did start with our family, and it's just expanded, and we've met so many wonderful people through this mission, as well as Christy and Sharon, and Patty and Abby Johnson.
Oh, all of them. Patty, I love. She's been on from American Heritage Girls, which is an alternative, thank you to God, for the Girl Scouts. Now, I'm going to ask you both a question. And you both can take a shot at it as well, or break it up, whatever you want to do. I call it the $64 million question.
Mm-hmm.
What about, because I get calls on open line about this all the time, what about the Girl Scout troop that has a Catholic ceremony to receive their badges, and they would never even consider following anything Planned Parenthood says or does? Do they give any money to support Girl Scouts of America, which in turn funnels money to Planned Parenthood and their sick efforts to endanger our kids' souls?
No, they don't. The one connection we have is Money Trail, is that the $12 annual membership fee that each Girl Scout pays, that goes directly to USA, Girl Scouts USA. It does not stay in the council, and we actually have all that evidence right from the Girl Scouts website, council level, as well as USA and WAGS. It's all their documentation. We have it on our WAGS page on our website. In turn, Girl Scouts USA pays WAGS
a membership fee.
Okay.
And right on our website, there is a question that is posted on GSUSA. Does GSUSA have a financial relationship with WAGS? And they answer this. Girl Scouts of USA pays dues. They pay dues based on the size of its membership. And they are connected with the same ideals and principles of WAGS. And as we do know, WAGS is a pro-abortion advocacy group.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back, though. You are listening to The Good Fight on EWTN Global Catholic Radio. I am Barbara McWiggin, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The EWTN Book of the Month for October is The End of the Present World and the Mysteries of the Future Life. Father Charles Armanjohn shows us how to rid ourselves from the preoccupation of this world in order to aim for eternity in heaven. The End of the Present World and the Mysteries of the Future Life is available from the EWTN Religious Catalog website, EWTNReligiousCatalog.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete. The deal clincher is we found our way to our parish. And we met just an incredible pastor. We learned things that we'd never been taught. Wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
EWTN Home Video offers a wide array of original programs, and this month the EWTN Home Video highlight is the Holy Rosary in stained glass. Including the joyful, luminous, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries, this DVD set offers a reverent way to pray the Rosary at home. Get your DVD through the EWTN Religious Catalog website, EWTNReligiousCatalog.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
Next time on The Journey Home, join Marcus as he welcomes former Episcopal Carolyn Rood to the show. See what convinced her to make the journey home to the Catholic Church. That's on the next Journey Home, only on EWTN.
The Journey Home is seen and heard around the world on EWTN. For dates and times in your area, log on to EWTN.com.
This is The Good Fight on EWTN Radio. For more information about The Good Fight, go to EWTN.com and click on Radio. Here again is Barbara McWiggin.
Welcome back to The Good Fight. I'll give you that number, 1-877-573-7825, in case you have a question or comment. Okay, we're back with Lisa and Rochelle. So you were saying...
Yes, we do need to point out that Girl Scouts USA was one of the founding members of WAGS.
Okay.
And we did get that information from the Girl Scouts USA website. And as Sharon has stated, they are scrubbing their sites as we are being...
Speak. No doubt.
Yes. So we have screenshots of all this information because we just can't keep up, keep reposting things as they're scrubbing their sites. They're very concerned about what we're finding, and they're trying to hide the truth.
Okay, so basically, what? Let me just get this straight in my mind. Are you saying that it's if you are a Catholic girl and you get your badges in a Catholic ceremony, possibly even with Mass along with it, are you saying that it's okay to participate in Girl Scout programs at their Catholic parish or school, or that they shouldn't really be doing this?
Absolutely not. Lisa, you want to go ahead and answer that?
Yeah, I mean, this is the whole mission. Our mission group in particular is really trying to basically extract the Girl Scouts out of the Catholic Church because of their agendas that are teaching against our church morals. And so we are very firm on that. We don't believe that they'll ever change. It's so intrinsically in their system through their staff members, through their board members, through their curriculums. This is their agenda. They're not going to change their mind. They're just going to hide it better. But it's really not too hard to find if someone really wants to. It's amazingly simple once you start knowing what tag words to look at. As far as the finance goes, like Rochelle says, your daughter pays that $12 membership fee that goes into part of the membership quota that goes to WAGS, which is definitely pro-abortion and prompting the youth to demand access to abortion, not today, but yesterday, and it needs to be available, accessible, affordable. Girl Scouts of USA is a founding member as well as one of the largest contributors to WAGS is very problematic. And so it's just on council level, national level, international level. There's no cleaning it up.
Right. Also, we do want to let you know that the proof that we have are tax returns on our WAGS page with all this information. And this is something that my husband, Lewis, worked many, many hours with, and my daughter, actually, Madeline, she's a former Girl Scout. She's 12 years old now, and she left when she was 9, but she has edited a lot of this stuff as well as everybody on our mission website. Our mission group has just put all of this together, and we have nothing but truth, and we back it up with documented evidence, including tax returns.
And boy, you sure do. It is a wonderful website. I could not get over all the information that you've gotten together. One thing that I would really like you to talk about, if you could, are the resources. I guess there is a badge that's a Journeys program? Is that where you get a badge, or is that what you have to do before you are graduated from the Girl Scouts or whatever?
Lisa, you want to go ahead?
Well, they're really making everything more intrinsically entwined with the Journey series, and the badges are really coming down to a bare minimal. And you can hear and see the grumblings of even people that are presently Girl Scouts and Girl Scout leaders over this. They're not really happy with it because they're really taking away anything that used to be more fun for the girls and making it much more cumbersome. And a lot of work, a lot of their Journeys books now that you have to be involved in order to advance to get their different award levels. They have bronze, silver, and gold. Mm-hmm. You have to do a certain amount of Journey books to get those awards.
So you have to read these books. So within these, you have a whole list, Mission Sisterhood for 9th and 10th graders. I mean, all this stuff will curl your hair. I can't believe what they're foisting on these kids. But the one that really... I saw number 8, I guess, on your Girl Scout resources page.
Mm-hmm.
Uniquely Me, The Way to Be, is for girls 8 to 10 years old. And on page 22, there is a list of websites that the girls are encouraged to visit and explore. We've heard about that. You go to links all the time. One website listed as Kids Health, where young girls can find a link to emergency contraception. Then you continue down to the bottom of page 3 under the heading, How Much Does It Cost?, where it states, quote, this is on the Girl Scout website, in the book, Uniquely Me, The Way to Be, the emergency contraception pill costs between $10 and $80. Many and family planning clinics, such as Planned Parenthood, may charge much less, end of quote.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You will find we have quite a few books listed there, old ones as well as the new Journey books. This particular one that you were speaking of, Uniquely Me, The Way to Be, if you click on that particular title of the book, it will directly take you to the Girl Scouts USA shop. They are still selling it. It's older, but they're still utilizing it. And so
and it's out there in girls' hands.
Oh, my goodness. And then for 14-year-old girls to 17, a resource book for senior Girl Scouts. And on page 18 and 19, it states, the situations below are ones that you may encounter either now or in the future. And then you wrote last on the list is ending a pregnancy. Like, that's an option. Like, here's what you do if you want to end a pregnancy. Now, do they have any mention of the gift of life and that a child is made in the image and likeness of God? Is there anything like that anywhere?
No. Not at all. And again, that is one of the older books, but it is still being sold at the Girl Scout USA shop, as well as in some of the councils. What they're really doing at this point is they are pushing the journey books. And number four on our list is pretty bad. It's the media book. And this is for the same age as my daughter. It's sixth grade through eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book, they actually, on page 25, they encourage girls to take the matter in your own hands and learn the truth by going to this website called Media Matters Website for America. It gets the word out about media misinformation. At that same site, girls can access the political correction website. And this particular website in February of this year, along with 26 other pro-choice organizations, wrote a letter to Congress defending Planned Parenthood. And so these girls are going to think that this is okay. Well, here I am at my Catholic school, and I have this media book in my hands, so this must be okay. It must be okay with my priest. It must be okay with my Girl Scout leader. It must be okay with my Catholic parish and Catholic school. It must be okay with the Catholic Church. All these things that are in this book.
Goodness.
Also in the media book, this particular media book, on page 71, Carol Jenkins is praised as a founding president of the Women's Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
The Women's Media Center in the book, the Girl Scout book, is in quotes, strives to make women visible and powerful in the media. This group was founded in 2005 by Jane Fonda, Gloria Steinem, and Robin Morgan. That is words in this book.
Mm.
And from the Women's Media Center, they have on their partners page, there are 27 live links to other pro-abortion sites. Now, recently, they took that partners page down.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're scrubbing their sites. I think Girl Scouts, you know, may be getting to their partners and telling them to please, you know, take this stuff down because this information is getting out. And they took it down, but we have access to a screenshot. So our website designer placed it on there last night, and we've got the proof.
Oh, my goodness. You know, ladies, we have a couple of questions here. The one person who called in is not online, but Diana from Arizona wants to know if the Boy Scouts are also affiliated with any of this. Do you know anything about that?
Lisa, you want to go ahead and answer that?
No, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are completely separate, and the boys are doing a great job, and they're fighting all the different things that the secular world is trying to put upon them. And the Girl Scouts are definitely not. They have embraced it all and are promoting it. So, in fact, the Boy Scouts, you know, do not affiliate with Girl Scouts, but they have partnered now with American Heritage Girls because we believe that they think that they're like-minded. And American Heritage Girls, opposite of Girl Scouts,
right,
tried to take a neutral stance, which is a lie. American Heritage Girls promotes God. They're pro-God, pro-family,
yeah,
and pro-life.
And in fact, in 2009, American Heritage Girls and Boy Scouts signed a memorandum of partnership. And now you have beautiful family scouting right there at your Catholic parish. You can have your Boy Scouts and your American Heritage Girls. American Heritage Girls are able to use the Boy Scout campsites, and they're allowed to use the Boy Scout facilities as well. And a lot of people don't know this. And it's just a wonderful partnership for Christian scouting. And it's a true scouting program.
That's beautiful. Well, that's good to hear. And now we have Helen. I'm not sure if she's on the line or not, from Windsor up in Canada. And is she on the line now? I'm talking to my producer. Okay. She is not online. Okay. She would like to know if Canadian Girl Scouts are affected by this whole thing.
We don't know if I'm sure that they do have Girl Scouts up there, and if they do, they may be connected to WAGS. If they're connected to WAGS because they have to apply for membership, they're not automatically part of WAGS. They have to apply for a membership with WAGS to be in that group. So that is something to look into, definitely. And she can email us through our website at info at girlscoutswhynot.com. That is our email address. And
okay.
We can look at that information for her and help her obtain that.
Okay. And now we have Greg. He's on the line from Reno. Greg, welcome to The Good Fight. Greg, are you there? Okay. I don't know what's happening here. Maybe, I guess he's, okay. He wants to know, to explain the relationship to, oh my gosh, NFCYM. What would that be in relationship to Girl Scouts? I'm just getting this on the the website. You know what that NFCYM is?
Oh, yes.
Okay, explain the NFCYM, he's saying, in relationship to Girl Scouts. He is holding and would love to talk to her.
Yes. The NFCYM is the National Federation for Catholic Youth Ministry.
Okay, okay.
They are the watchdogs for our Catholic families and our Catholic youth. And they work with also the NCCGSCF, which is the National Catholic Committee for Girl Scouts and Campfire Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out a position statement in 2005 and as well this year in January 2011. On our website, we have links to these two position statements, and that is on our FACS page,
okay.
FAQ page. And basically, we have 27 questions and answers refuting everything that the NFCYM and the NCCGSCF are saying in their position statements. They have led Catholic families, priests, and our bishops astray, these two Catholic committees. They are not providing all the truth, and everybody, our bishops, our dioceses, are looking at these two Catholic committees,
mm-hmm.
To tell them if Girl Scouts is okay, and they're not telling all the truth. They're twisting the words, using rationalization, and a lot of people don't know
what's going on. You know, I'm going to have to interrupt. I'm so sorry. We've got to get to a break. I can't thank you gals enough for coming on with me. I praise God for you. There's unity in strength. And let's all keep working on this together. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep listening.
We're here with Bert Gezzi, author of Voices of the Saints. And today we'll talk about St. Anthony Mary Claret, whose feast day we celebrate on October 24th, Bert.
Great saint who is a model for us in our day because he is a very avant-garde evangelist. And when we're talking about new evangelization, we need to find new ways to bring the gospel. Well, Anthony did it in a very extraordinary way in the 19th century. He spread the gospel by establishing institutions with wide-ranging impact. He founded an international religious order, a museum. He had great publishing ventures. He founded libraries, professional associations, schools, and cultural centers. An extraordinary person. He evangelized in his province as a young priest in Catalonia and Spain. And he developed strategies, very, very effective strategies. One of them, for example, was to moderate your zeal with gentleness. He said this, "No virtue is as attractive as gentleness. If you throw little pieces of bread into a pond, the fish will come fearlessly up to your feet. But if you throw rocks, they'll swim away and hide." The evangelist has got to moderate his zeal with gentleness. This man, in his lifetime, preached 10,000 sermons. He published 200 books and pamphlets. He founded a religious library that circulated 5 million books and 4 million leaflets in 20 years. At the same time, he founded a religious order now called the Claretians. It makes you think about Eternal Word Television Network, doesn't it?
I was just thinking of Mother Angelica.
In 1850, he became the Bishop of Santiago in Cuba, where he met a lot of resistance trying to reform the diocese. And he ended his life in Spain as a chaplain to Queen Isabella II. But there he channeled all of his energy into founding new things, a scientific lab, a museum, language schools, and to developing the Claretians for the future. And his life message is really, you know, if you're going to effectively evangelize in your world, you've got to use the most up-to-date and effective techniques.
Certainly words to live by from St. Anthony Mary Claret, whose feast day we celebrate on October 24th. And that's Bert Gezzi, author of Voices of the Saints.
This is The Good Fight on EWTN Radio. For more information about The Good Fight, go to EWTN.com and click on Radio. Here again is Barbara McGuigan.
Welcome back to round two of The Good Fight. We are in the last 20 minutes or so of The Good Fight, and I am so grateful for Lisa and Rochelle and Sharon, and I want to bring Christy back. Christy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, I'm telling you, all of this information is just, it's so disheartening. I've been involved in presenting pro-life chastity seminars for, you know, almost 30 years now. And when I see that this garbage that they're foisting, rotting out the souls of these young and innocent girls, it just makes me sick. I can only imagine the fact that you were actually involved in Girl Scouts and had to uncover some of this, what this must have done to you.
Very sad, and you know that it never stops. I mean, during the break, I was looking at the Girl Scouts website, and there's a big banner on their front page that is talking about the convention, and it says historic, euphoric, unconventional, and it's advertising another convention participant. Her name is Sarah Bareilles. She's a singer-songwriter and a very well-known advocate for same-sex marriage. So, I mean, it just keeps coming. You know, the information just keeps coming. It never stops.
Isn't it something? Well, I think that we're about to be blessed, not just by you, Christy, but by the presence of Sydney and Tess. Are they on the other phones?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, I was telling your mom I saw you on the interview with Lila Rose, and I thought I had never laid eyes on your beautiful faces before, and just how poised and polished you were. I just want to first congratulate your mom. That's what we moms do right off the bat. But you girls are just blessing me beyond what you are doing. I am blown away by your perseverance, your courage, your humility, and true leadership. I mean, if they want to see true leadership here, you're not, it looks like you're not going to get it anymore in the Girl Scouts. But just look at these girls, that and your website. Tell us again your website address, just so we don't forget it, to put it out there again.
It's speaknowgirlscouts.com.
Speaknowgirlscouts.com. girlscouts.com. And we just had Lisa and Rochelle on, and theirs is called, it's www.girlscoutswhynot.com. We just had a caller wanted to have me repeat their website again. So, girls, I mean, when I say that you are not unlike St. Maria Goretti that we talked about today, honestly, you really are. I mean that sincerely, and I'm so grateful to God. Was it hard for you to leave the Girl Scouts? How was that? I asked your mom this question, but did it really break your heart?
Well, yes. I mean, we were involved with Girl Scouts for 8 years, so mm-hmm. leaving the organization was very difficult. But by March 2010, we realized that Girl Scouts promoted materials that were in great contradiction to our morals and values. The first eye-opening example of this difference in values was Girl Scout USA's involvement in the Girls Only Workshop at the United Nations involving the very offensive Planned Parenthood brochure.
Yes.
As we learned from Ms. Slater, it was difficult to accept that this corrupt behavior was from Girl Scouts, whom we both trusted and honored. But after hearing directly from the witness, Ms. Slater, and seeing the post on the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, WAGS, website, mm-hmm. advocating for affordable, accessible, and safe abortion, it was clear to us that Girl Scouts was far from trustworthy or honorable, and that we could not support the group in name or financially any longer.
And how can any Catholic, or anyone for that matter, but especially Catholics, how can they continue to support the Girl Scouts in their diocese? I don't know.
Yes, that's what we had to ask ourselves. I mean, Girl Scouts, it was a big part of our lives, and we had bonds with our best friends through Girl Scouts, and we had received our bronze award. We were planning to receive our silver award and our gold award eventually, and we wanted to stay with our troop through high school. And so this is all great, but we had to ask ourselves, will we stand for our beliefs, for the dignity of life, the sanctity of marriage, modesty, purity, or will we remain true to Girl Scouts? And we really couldn't and still can't see any way to truly do both. We just want to do everything that we can to prevent this heartbreak for other girls and their families.
Well, you know what, Sydney? You wrote an incredible letter, and I know we don't have time to read the whole letter, but you wrote it in February 2011, so this year, to, who was it to now, to the bishop, your bishop in the Office of Youth Ministry?
It was to the Bishop, Office of Youth Ministry, and Catholic Scouting Committee chaplain or chair of every Catholic diocese in America.
Okay. I just would like you to read the last couple paragraphs, and I would like you to tell us then what happened. If every Catholic diocese in America received one of your letters, I want you then to tell us what happened. Can you talk about that? Read the last two paragraphs first, sweetie.
Sure. It has disheartened me that I, a 15-year-old girl, well, I'm 16 now, but
okay.
at the time, seem to care more about this issue than some adults, including some of the parish staff. Looking at everything, it makes me sick to think that I was once a part of this organization. It also sickens me that some people are choosing to ignore this. If we, as Catholics, don't take a stand on this issue, who will? I am very confused and saddened by this situation. My family and I are committed to communicating this information to each bishop, youth director, and scouting committee, chaplain, or chair of every diocese in America. Would you please consider getting back to me to tell me how we can work toward fixing this problem within our church? Or, if this is not a major issue, could you please help me to understand how the church can support this organization that seems so out of line with its teaching?
Okay.
And so we did get some very positive responses, very encouraging, and we know that some dioceses are investigating the issue and looking further into it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we did also get some negative feedback. Most of it, though, came from, at first, we were also not only contacting the Catholic Scouting Committee chaplain and chair, but at first we also decided to contact all the members, and so we did that for the first couple of dioceses. And sometimes some of the committee members had some, adverse reactions to our letter and didn't react kindly.
Well, I mean, I guess you certainly expected some of that. You didn't think you were going to get all positive letters back, depending on what their involvement would have been or is with the Girl Scouts. But good. But you brought it all into the light. You brought all of this darkness into the light. And now you're throwing out the challenge and saying, what are you going to do about it? And you know what? I think it's so beautiful, girls, how God used you two and your dear sweet mom to bring all of this forth. I mean, you know, it's just like Maria Goretti. When you see all the depravity in the world today, and then you say, okay, well, who did the church use then? Who did he use to become the model for purity and for a holy life? It's a little 11-year-old girl. Maria Goretti, it's just like you two. He called you and you said yes, you answered his call. Now, I need to talk about Tess for a minute. Tess, are you there, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
You're younger now than Sydney, right?
Yes, by a year and a half.
Oh, that's not too bad. So, does it bother you when you receive nasty comments on your website?
Well, of course, it's kind of hurtful, and it's kind of scary to know that so many people just disregard your beliefs as silly or outdated. Mm-hmm. But, and it kind of gives me a sometimes bad look on what the real world is like. But it's good to know also that there are people out there who believe the same as us.
Yeah.
And I think it's important that we remember what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. He says, mm-hmm. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the wisdom of you little gals. You bless me so much. You know what our Holy Father recently said? I just found this last night. He said, it is not the sword of the conqueror that builds peace, but the sword of those who suffer and give up their own lives. Well, I was right in the middle of Maria Goretti, right, who gave up her life rather than commit a serious sin. Also in concern for the person, the man, Alessandro Serinelli, who was foisting himself on her. So like St. Maria Goretti, it seems like you girls are willing to stand up for the truth when the winds blow violently, because you have had some not, thanks be to God, not to my knowledge, you haven't had any threats or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, I hope that everything in God protects us always. And, of course, Archbishop Chaput said we should all be prepared to die as martyrs in defense of our faith. Now, that doesn't always mean a blood-red martyrdom like the martyrs that they fed to the lions, right? But a dying to self, which is what they call a white martyrdom. Have you ever heard that concept, girls?
I think so. I've heard a little bit about it.
Okay, a white martyrdom is when you're doing just what you're doing now. You're speaking out for the truth, but you're getting some really nasty remarks. And not just arrows shot at you, but also at your mother. And so I commend you so very much for what you are doing. And another important thing I wanted to say to you precious girls, as well as your precious mother, do you realize that when you are standing up for truth, you are also defending the Holy Spirit from blasphemy? Did you realize that?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
Okay, it's true. He is the Lord and giver of life, and you are standing up for truth, mostly right now with the Girl Scouts, in the area of life and love, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this is, you are also defending God. You are defending the Holy Spirit. Two little Maria Goretti and Joan of Arc here we have on here, everybody. So I just want to congratulate you on your wonderful website. It's awesome. And quickly, because we only have a few more minutes, I want you to tell us a little bit about the Links We Love page. Can you do that?
Sure. Well, it's just a page of links to different... Well, first, we have our pro-life champions who are just mm-hmm. great pro-life groups that we look to for inspiration, and we look to as heroes.
Okay.
And, of course, we have Abby Johnson, the pro-life advocate,
yes,
on there.
Sure.
Stand True Ministries, Brian Kemper.
Mm-hmm.
Lila Rose of Live Action.
Amen.
Austin Ruse of CFAM.
CFAM, yeah.
Sharon Slater, of course, of Stand for the Family. And then Focus on the Family Citizen Magazine, too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And how about the American Heritage Girls? Do you have something about them as well?
Yes, we also have our section about great scouting alternatives and that are pro-life, pro-family, pro-God scouting group, American Heritage Girls, Little Flowers Girls Club, which is Catholic scouting, and then Challenge Club, which is Catholic girls group, and then Boy Scouts Ventures Program, which is actually a co-ed scouting program for ages 14 and up.
Okay.
And we also have a couple great websites that give more info about GSUSA and WAGS. And that includes other groups that were on your show today.
Okay, great. Oh, I'll tell you, you didn't leave a stone unturned either. It just seems like when I was looking over your website, it was just amazing what you've been able to come up with. So, my goodness. Now, Christine, where are you?
I'm right here.
Okay, good, good. You must be just proud as punch of these little gals, are you not?
Well, of course, Barbara. And like I said, I give all the glory to God.
Amen. Absolutely. And that's always what we need to do. If there was one thing that you could leave with our listeners today, and I know we just really scratched the surface of what's going on. They would have to really get on these different websites and become educated on this. But is there anything you would leave with them that they need to do?
I'd like to ask for prayers for the Girl Scout families, just for their discernment and for the Girl Scout organization. I do want to clarify, just take a moment to clarify something.
Okay.
That we acknowledge the good work that many of the families that are involved in Girl Scouts, particularly Catholic Girl Scout families.
Sure.
And I just want to say that the information we've presented here is in no way an attack on these precious little girls and the many kids, adult leaders, and Girl Scouts. In fact, every Friday for the last 6 months, a group of us have been praying the rosary for these Girl Scout families. So this isn't in an effort just to protect and educate. The issue is with Girl Scouts USA and funding that agenda, as well as many councils that are problematic. But we in no way want people to interpret this as an attack on the families that are involved at the troop level.
Right, exactly. And that makes sense, but you are just trying to expose the darkness is what
Absolutely.
You're doing.
Absolutely.
That's
we're trying
purpose.
To help.
Well, I'll tell you, we're down to a couple minutes here, and I just want to thank you a zillion times, really, for taking the time out of your very busy lives, because I know how busy you are, to be with me today on The Good Fight, as well as to Sharon and Lisa and Rochelle. I'm certain God is going to use your beautiful zeal and commitment to his purpose and plan to work mighty deeds among you. He already has. So I'm just so overwhelmed with your goodness. I really am. And I'm so grateful to God for you. May God be glorified and may dear souls be brought closer to him through you. Through all of you, especially could we say all the young budding Maria Goretti's out there who deserve to know God and his angels and his saints. That's what breaks my heart so much about all of this. These dear souls so loved by God should be giving what is good, true, and holy. They should be reading what is good, true, and holy. And they're not getting it, and it's not their fault, would you say?
You're right.
It's absolutely not their fault. So I just cannot thank you enough. And girls, I'll give you the last word. What's your word of advice?
I'd just like to encourage everyone to go to our website, again, speaknowgirlscouts.com,
okay,
and really just read up on all the issues, because it's frightening and it's sad, but it's people need to know.
Exactly. You are so right. Well, Thank you, girls, and we'll keep in touch. And if anything comes up that you want to discuss on The Good Fight, you just let me know. I thank all of our wonderful listeners and those who called in. Until next week, may we continue to fight the good fight and to run the race until we run right into the arms of God. Bye for now.